WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in. But most of it, you probably haven't heard before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Girl in Red, Late Cambrian, and Swimming with Bears. Today's reissue song is from Ricky Lee Jones off of her classic self-titled debut album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new tune from The Bird and the Bee. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Dalton Jackson. Dalton Jackson is an indie alt-rock multi-instrumentalist originally from Austin, Texas. He grew up in that intense live music scene and really sunk in as he played in dozens of bands while honing his craft, and then finally moving to Los Angeles to record his debut album. So far, he's released a series of singles for 2019, latest being Lower, which came out in early July. New music from Dalton Jackson here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I can see that you got no place for me, but you got what I want, so why would I stop following through on a dream that's always followed you, yeah. You never wanted anything to do with me, but I tried to get by on a hope that I've been holding on to, that maybe someday you would want to. Can I get to lower than I've ever been? Can I get to lower than I've ever been? It back to me, 'cause you're right all the time, at least that's what you think you are, a shining happy shooting star. Inevitable stupid opportunities to get out, go about my ways without you bringing me down, but my voice would always slowly drown, yeah. Can I get to lower than I've ever been? Just give up so I can make it start all over.
Ah! just love every moment of it. Don't be a quitter, do it to show them your power. Don't fall in love, be a lover of lovers. Don't give them everything, just give them enough.
That was the latest. That was the latest material from Sahara Beck here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name's TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Sahara Beck, well, she fooled me there, but she's an unsigned indie new pop singer-songwriter from Queensland, Australia. She self-released two studio albums in 2011 and 2016 when she was just 15 and 20 years old, respectively. This artist is a force. So far for 2019, Ms. Beck has released just two singles. The latest effort is called Don't Overthink It. Came out on July 26th. Changed musical direction with a tune from Paco Versailles. Paco Versailles is a collaboration between guitarist, composer Vahanyi and singer-songwriter Ryan Merchant of Capital Cities. Their sound is a mix of flamenco guitar rhythms with disco-leaning electronic production. They've released two singles thus far and have, well, the latest for you right now. It's called Shangri-La. It just dropped August 1st. New music from Paco Versailles here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Jovial here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name's TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss, and we are smack dab in the middle of the new release show. Thanks for joining me here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Jovial, talented singer-songwriter, born and still living in North London. She launched her debut single, Dreamboat, in May of this year to some wonderful reviews. And she is already receiving accolades on this latest single as well. That tune is called Taste of the Heavens, and I really like that a lot. I went back and listened to her second single, which came out in June. And I downloaded that as well, so I'm going to probably play that in next week's show in some context or another, but I really like this artist a lot.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Next up is a new one from Selmer. Selmer is an unsigned lo-fi indie sextet from Oslo, Norway. They are fronted by Julian Carlson on vocals, and then he has supporting him two guitars, keys, bass guitar, and drums. They've just self-released this brand new single. It's called All I Want on July 19th. New music from Selmer here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Oh,
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with the Bird and the Bee right after the latest here from Girl in Red. New music from Girl in Red here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Marie Olvin, also known as Girl in Red, is back with another new single for 2019. I've been following Girl in Red now for over a year, and this young performer is amazing and prolific. I lost count of how many songs that this still unsigned artist has released in the year or so that I've been following her. She's rapidly becoming a SoundCloud sensation. The latest addition to her discography is called I'll Die Anyway. Came out on July 17th. All right, it's time for today's first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is the portion of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. And for me, it's a little fun. Hopes add some perspective to an artist's career. I don't know how about you feel about it, but that's the way this show goes. Today's subject is The Bird and the Bee. And The Bird and the Bee, stylized, you know, kind of groupie guys with the American indie pop music duo from Los Angeles consisting of Inara George. She considers herself the Bird, and she's also the daughter of Lowell George of music fame, and Greg Kirsten, the Bee. Kirsten is a 7-time Grammy Award-winning producer and multi-instrumentalist who has worked with artists like Sia, Adele, Beck, and the Foo Fighters. Got a good resume. I first found them back when they released their debut album. It was an EP, Again and Again, back in 2006. They released 5 studio albums, with 2 of them being reinterpretation of other artists' work. The first was Daryl Hall and John Oates in 2010, and that went so well for them that they are following that same formula by doing a music tribute of Van Halen. It's officially called Interpreting the Masters Volume 2, a tribute to Van Halen. Had lots of choices, narrowed it down to two, Jamie's Crying and Ain't Talking About Love, and I ended up going with the latter. So this is The Bird and the Bee. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5. WMFO TK here with you with music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was The Bird and the Bee with Los Angeles, and it was released in 2015 on their Recreational Love album. Hey, I want to invite you over to my other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It airs Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. We do the same kind of concept here of neo-folk, indie, alternative, stuff you don't hear anywhere else on the radio. Everything's the same, sans the new release show, but it's all there for you. Get another dose of Music You Might Otherwise Miss Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Keeping the music going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Ricky Lee Jones. The album that has been re-released is Ricky Lee Jones, which originally came out in 1979. The album and the artist got recognized by the 22nd Grammy Awards in 1980 with a win for Best New Artist. The song Chuck E's In Love was nominated for Best Pop Vocal Performance, Female, and Song of the Year. The album really made a mark for Ms. Jones, and for this feature, I'm going to play the song that started all for her. So this is Ricky Lee Jones with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a tune from David Ellis. David Ellis, he fronts a four-piece mixed-gendered neo-folk outfit. As you can tell from that song, Baby She Roam, they make some happy, lighthearted music. The scoop is David Ellis will be releasing his debut full-length album, Misty Heights, on August 15th, and I'll try to keep my eye open for that and see something else coming our way. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Lauren Hibbard. I just pulled this quote off of her SoundCloud page because, well, to be honest with you, sometimes it's just easier. It is, quote, humorous, infectious, and charismatic with equal measure. Isle of Wight's rising sensation, Lauren Hibbard, thrives once more with an anthemic single, Frankie's Girlfriend, firmly solidifying her growing status with the UK's emerging indie elite. Unsigned. Unquote. She's unsigned, rather. She's an indie artist and has just self-released Frankie's Girlfriend on July 25th. New music from Lauren Hibbard here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm not afraid to
Brand new stuff from Lake Cambrian here on 91.5 WMFO, Freeform Radio from Tufts University, also available online at WMFO.org. Lake Cambrian, they are an indie alt-pop mixed-gender trio based in Brooklyn. I've been following them since 2013 with their wonderful tune I first found from them called The Year I Cut the Cable. I still play it with some frequency. I almost made them my lineage today, but I figured that I'll have another chance since they just released a standalone single called Forget My Number. I'm sure there's probably something else in the works, so I'll have another opportunity for that. Meanwhile, keeping the music going here with something from Swimming with Bears. Swimming with Bears, which is a great name for a band. They're an unsigned alternative soul indie four-piece based in Austin, Texas. They originally formed in 2011, but didn't release their first music, an EP, until 2016. I found them in 2018 when the boys had self-released French Girls, and they are back. The boys from Austin is released a new single. It's called Don't Think About It. Came out on July 12th. New music from Swimming with Bears here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
To hide away.
New music from Courtyards here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tusker University. I'm TK. You are tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Courtyards, they are an unsigned indie rock four-piece out of Huddersfield in the UK. I found them earlier this year with the release of their single called Colors. I think they came out in March or February of this year. They've just returned with that new single. It's called Stay Up from Courtyards. All right, let me slip in one more from a tune from Freedom Fry. Freedom Fry has been on a mission of late. They've been releasing a boatload of new music over the past 18 months, singles, EPs, and lots of covers. It's an interesting strategy. The latest is a multi-song single with the original track getting my attention. This is called Come Bring Your Love. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
Don't take your love, don't you take.